having fun out in that Arizona sun. That's Gary D. He can find a song. You could say Aardvark. And he would have a song that he could play.
Give me a second.
Making it fun.
All right, Robert, we've been talking about the magazine, Arizona Highways, in which you sit as editor-in-chief. Y'all do a lot of other things, too.
We have been producing millions and millions of calendars for many, many years, and still a huge part of our business model and a great way. You know, our mission is to promote travel in Arizona. That's ultimately the goal of everything we do, and those calendars alone really inspire people. You know, you talked about your cousin, and you know, and people see those things and want to get there. And so, and then books is, you know, books have been a big part of our history, and we're constantly working on new books.
What are some current projects? I see you brought a few in here this morning.
Yeah, we started putting together what I just sort of unofficially called our box set, and it's a series of guidebooks. So, you know, we have Hiking Arizona and Camping Arizona and Scenic Drives, and we've just come out
Don't you have an Eating Arizona?
No. Well, you want to do that one together with me?
I think that's Roger Naylor's book.
And so we came out with a new book, our Arizona Guidebook, and it replaces something that we had in the past, which was a very thick book that sort of told, you know, you guys do these wonderful staycations, and it sort of gave a lot of that kind of information, restaurants and lodging. Well, the reality is those books are out of date before they get back from the printer because restaurants close and things change. So we were really looking for a way to sort of, you know, emphasize what we do best, which is the visual, right? And then attach some beautiful words to it. So it's a very scenic kind of guidebook with a lot of beautiful photographs. And so we've sort of split the state in half going east-west. So this is part one is sort of the northern half of the state. And so it's broken down by cities, you know, Flagstaff and Williams and Page. And in each section, there's information about – it's actually the ultimate staycation kind of book. You know, where to hike, where to eat, where to sleep.
Off the presses now?
Yeah, it's available now. Yes, it's okay. Available now. And, you know, we even have a piece in there, the best photo op in this area. So if you're a shutterbug and you want to go out and get that great shot, we kind of tell you where to go do that too. So it's really a great how-to for experiencing, in this case, the northern half of the state, and we're working on the southern half, which will be part two, which will come out as soon as we can.
You have kind of a backup feature on your website called Eat and Sleep.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, being a travel magazine, you know, everybody, you know, thinks travel means go see the Grand Canyon and go see Saguaro National Park or go down to Sierra Vista and see Ramsey Canyon. But, you know, people go to places like that, and they also need to know where to eat and oftentimes where to sleep. It's a big state. It's hard to do a day trip to, you know, the Chiricahuas and come back to Phoenix in the same day. Food's a big part of it. And as you guys know, and we've talked about, you know, we were talking about Satchmo's up in Flagstaff and some other places. There's places that if you don't know about it, you might drive right past it.
Because, yeah, it's way off the beat.
You know, or it looks like such a dive that it's like, well, I am not going into that place, but it turns out they have the best food, you know, anywhere around.
Hey, well, we've got about a minute. You got to talk about the staycation y'all are putting together for the magazine. This is awesome.
Well, this is a big one. In July coming up, we're recreating a story we did back in the 50s, which the writer basically spent 14 days driving around the state. So we're recreating that. We're calling it the Arizona Highways Ultimate Road Trip. And so we've sent a writer out who's completed the trip. He did it in 7 days. And our objective is to kind of make it like Travels with Charlie or Blue Highways, one of those great travel log books.
Great books.
Yeah. And so he's working on that. And then ultimately we're going to, you know, give away the ultimate Arizona Highways Road Trip. And so we're going to, you know, give our folks a chance to win a trip to go out, go out and recreate that trip, basically.
Oh, that's
keep us
that's
posted. We'll keep
staycation.
Our listeners posted for sure.
We'll get a hold of our friends at Sanderson Ford and see if that winner couldn't go to Sanderson Lincoln and pick up the Lincoln of their choice to take on the trip.
That would make it the ultimate road trip.
Man. But we don't know how we can win that yet.
Yeah, we don't even have the story in from the writer yet, but it'll be our July issue. But in the next couple months, we'll start having some information on our website about that.
7-day tour of the great state of Arizona with the editor of Arizona highways as your tour guide. I mean, you're just going to spell it all out for them and set it all up. That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll
make
it easy for them.
All right, Miss Jennifer, our staycation right now, you go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and you register. We're going to draw.
We'll be drawing for April.
We'll draw in another 2 weeks.
And that'll be for the Grand Canyon trip.
April winner is going to Grand Canyon. The winner right now is down Sierra Vista.
That's right. We put together quite the package down there. Ramsey Canyon Inn. They get a Arizona Highways books, Coyote Odie's basket, tickets to Arizona Folklore Preserve, and the Karchner Caverns tour. Boy, that's going to be quite a weekend.
That's going to be great. Ramsey Canyon Inn. You'll go back there. That's for sure.